5, 4, 3, 2, run!
Day 2 of the 10th annual Ragnar Relay Wasatch Back got underway early this morning on the USU campus, where runners and spectators lined up at the start line. Organizers say this year's event is expected to draw a record 18,000 participants to northern Utah and generate tourism dollars across the race profile. 1,500 teams of 12 runners each are registered for the relay that stretches nearly 200 miles from the USU Ralph Mon Track and Field Stadium to Park City. The overnight relay is broken up into segments, with each runner tackling different legs, sometimes in the middle of the night under a nearly full moon this evening. Throughout the event, runners get a chance to rest and socialize with their fellow team members. Runner Maria Montoya Elder from Cottonwood Heights says the fun of the race is spending time with her teammates.
I usually do half marathons, but I like to do a team sport, so it'll be nice to work with a team running. I am leg 2, so I will be running right after this one.
Nancy, a first-time Ragnar participant from Salt Lake City, is part of the relay team Going Down in Flames. Members came to the start line dressed as firefighters.
Yeah, this will be kind of nice, though, that it's not all at once. You know, it's broken up, and so you do like 8 miles and then get to rest a little bit, I understand. I don't know, that would be kind of interesting, since this is my first, how much of, you know, rest that you do get.
Ragnar spokesperson Elliot Ward says the Wasatch Back was the first Ragnar event held back in 2004. The Utah-based organization has become a cultural phenomenon with 21 races in the U.S. and Canada and an estimated 200,000 participants.
What makes Ragnar different is that it is a transformative experience that you do with other people. You know, oftentimes running is a solo event and you kind of do it by yourself and you don't have to talk or interact with others, but Ragnar changes that and makes it really a team event and something that you conquer together. You know, you're always able to do a lot more with a team.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.